cops came in with their search warrant. They messed the place up. That always makes them happy, especially when they can't find anything. Val vouched for me. She said we'd spent the night together. That raised a couple of eyebrows. So who shot Rambo? Who knows? There was a funeral. Then they dropped him into the ground. Next day was opening day at historic Saratoga racetrack. The thoroughbreds were running again. And that's where I found Charlie B.
God, don't you love this?
You heard about Rambo?
Yeah, six slugs in a nice round pattern. Was it you?
Nah, I'm not that good.
Live fast, die young, and have a good-looking corpse.
John Derrick, knock on any door.
Oh, you're good. Did you know Vivian is back?
Vivian Milhouse? Vera's sister?
Yeah. She arrived the day Rambo got his.
Nice timing.
Yeah, isn't it?
You have something for me.
Uh-huh. Back at my place.
And so I followed Charlie back to his snug little duplex back on Beekman Street. As soon as we stepped inside, a fluffy Balinese came running over. Hey, how you doing, kitty?
I hate to give her back.
Where's the diamond collar?
I got it. You did all right, didn't you? Right?
What? What do you mean?
Well, you got paid for 2 weeks just looking for Vicky's pussy. Here, take the collar.
Nice diamonds.
Nice kitty.
Charlie, why did you do it?
I don't know. I guess I wanted to hurt her a little.
To make you happy?
No. I still think about her. Funny, isn't it? She reminds me of the first woman who ever slapped my face.
Sounds like the guy at the bar about Ida Lupino. Roadhouse.
Oh, Danny. You're the best.
Come on, kitty. It's time to go home. When I was walking to my car, who should I see? Ginny, the freckled redhead that Val had punched in the face. I'm sorry to hear about your friend.
Who?
You know, your friend, Rambo.
Do you know where he's buried?
No.
Do you want to know? I can tell you.
Why?
So you can go pee on his grave.
If I wasn't holding Kitty, I think Ginny would have spat on me. But who would spit on a cat? I returned Kitty to Vicky Milhouse. I'd never seen her really happy. But she was like a little girl. She was in tears. Booster was all smiles. He removed his white glove and shook my hand. Funny thing about people who seem to have everything. They never do. I went to see Johnny McDonnie.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, if it's not Danny Boy!
Hello, Johnny!
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. Everybody!
The summer's gone and all the roses falling. Tis you, as a joy and I must find.
But come ye back!
Onwards! Onwards!
What do you have, Danny?
A pint of the black stuff.
And Finnegan, another Guinness for me.
So, Johnny, how was Ireland?
Green as emerald green is green as the Emerald Isle.
How was the tossing of the dwarves in Dublin?
I arrived too late. So I went to the Abbey Theatre. I saw a play by Yeats and another by O'Shaughnessy.
O'Shaughnessy, you say?
He's an up-and-coming young playwright. Actually, he's a midget. Barely the size of a leprechaun.
No.
Don't believe me, then. So, tell me about the pussy. Did you find her?
I did.
I heard there was a cult. I told you that, didn't I?
You did.
And someone offed the big fella. Bang, bang, shot him dead.
She did. Hello?
Danny, it's me. Valencia? DeLuca?
What's up, kiddo?
I'm moving to Saratoga. Can I stay with you until I find a place? Is that okay?
I guess I owe you one.
I can't talk now. I'll call later. Bye.
Anything wrong?
No, not yet.
Here we go, boys.
Thanks, Finnegan. So, Johnny, how about a toast?
I have a pussy poem. Do you like pussy poems?
I don't know. Let's hear it.
Some Guinness was spilt on the barroom floor when the pub was shut for the night. When out of his hole crept a wee brown mouse and stood in the pale moonlight. He lapped up the frothy foam from the floor, then back on his haunches he sat. And all night long you could hear the mouse roar, "Bring on the goddamn cat!"
I thought you'd like that.